This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talon Rail and Chevy.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, it's 3 days and change out from the kickoff of Election Day. We're technically about 4 days out. And this always happens a few times a year when something mega massive, seismic happens. I will wake up at about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was pacing around the house until my kids got up at 6 a.m. I went and woke them up, and it hit me. I said, it's Doug Hagman and others that came on the show 2 days ago. This is even before it was in the news. He said his NYPD sources said they were going to bring out the occult, child molestation, you name it. And we know that sources we have inside the pro-government say that that is what is in the later coup de grace or final blow of WikiLeaks if Hillary didn't step down. And now the final chapter before that's released has come out, and it quite frankly is that chapter. These people make me so angry that I was almost not able to even get on air right now, and that's not theater when I say that. And I think about the scum that have supported this. This is hardcore Aleister Crowley, nastiest of the black magic. And good God, folks, it's tied into Haiti. It's tied into women that have gotten in trouble trying to bring in undocumented Haitians into the United States, children, disappeared children, you name it. It is just the fountain of evil. And it's exactly the sect and group and everything we already knew. I've explained to you about New York City. And, of course, you know what the late, great director Stanley Kubrick tried to expose in his last film. He refused to cut 24 minutes. He died right after he refused, and he had final edit, as he did final cut on all of his movies, and he died. His protege, of course, his daughter, Vivian Kubrick, has never spoken to the public about the information. She wouldn't tell me a lot of it, but she said it was too dangerous to myself and my family. But she said, you already know. And she told me some things. He was never involved in it. But he was obviously, being in Hollywood, aware of it. And I'm just going to stop right there. The FBI isn't perfect, but this is so corrupt and so evil, it's got a total mutiny going. You noticed the London Guardian published hours before WikiLeaks came out, and Paul Watson discovered this, and Drudge top-linked it at drudgereport.com. Let's put it up on screen. That the FBI said, quote, we believe she's the Antichrist and will destroy the world. If you actually go further, what they said, that they believe that she wants to destroy the earth. Well, the FBI doesn't talk like that, folks. I told you a month ago, I said Obama and Hillary are devil worshippers. The Secret Service has told me, members of the military have told me, that Obama seems really nice, and all of a sudden you'll be walking down the hall, and it's like, in fact, I didn't tell you half of it, okay? Just, it's, these people are scared. I told you they're having nightmares, they don't want to be there. It's very dark, is the words I was told. And Hillary's even worse, folks, okay? Currently serving FBI agents said Clinton is the Antichrist personified to a large swath of FBI personnel. And that's the liberal whistleblower, like, oh my God, most of the FBI hates her. They literally think she's the devil. That's the reason they're leaking. They're pro-Trump. Folks, it's because they know what's in the WikiLeaks and they know what else is coming out. The NYPD's got even worse stuff. And let me tell you, it isn't just sex with kids. I don't even want to show you the video of what they put out in their private party invites to each other. The Podesta and others says he attends. but it's hardcore. We're going to show it. You better get ready, folks. He wants to rule you and your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Marina Abramovich, or Witch, is the coven leader of a branch of Aleister Crowley black magic, recognized to be the most absolute, vicious, committed worldwide network. And according to his teachings, there must be the blood of children and innocents. And he reportedly the most wicked man ever to live, which I don't really believe, but he's their modern god, killed his own son. Now, it's all over the internet. I don't want to be proven right. I wish this wasn't true. One of the top trending deals on Reddit was, I can't believe we live in a world where Alex Jones is always right. The top YouTube comment, when you go to the video of some of their promos for rituals they do, the top link is, oh my God, Alex Jones was right again. It's not that I was right again. I was right. Now, discretion's advised before we show any of this. Let's not get to any of this now. If folks want to see it, It's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. What are we talking about? Let's go to Drudge and show that headline, because it all ties in. The three top headlines on Drudge. There's a London Guardian article, FBI agents see Antichrist. Literal, by the way, is the quote. Personified. They believe she is incarnate evil. Now, they know what's in the WikiLeaks, ladies and gentlemen. That's why. This is who Podesta and Hillary run with. Podesta goes, this is in his emails, to the events, and they discuss what's on the menu. Placentas, flesh parts, blood, lots of blood, mainly blood. Then they talk in clear code about what else is on the menu. In the menu promo pack, it shows a child's severed head, appears to be an effigy, with the ground up blood being dumped on top of it, the blood and other tissues. There is then a ceremonial cookie made to look like a child that is black, purple, blood, that is enjoyed. Now, this is all in Aleister Crowley's writings. That's why instantly this morning, when I saw it in Paul Watson's story that's up on DrudgeReport.com, I knew what it was. I saw the headline and I went, that's Crowley. Had to read down to see it was Crowley. Now, Drudge has a pretty accurate headline. He changed ours a bit, but it's Wiki Wiccan. Wiccan is the popularized system they use to recruit people in. This is really hardcore, super ancient Middle Eastern / Babylonian hardcore black magic. Now, the average Wiccan are actually nice people. They're totally deceived. There's all these other ancient religions and earth religions and things that they kind of put at the front door, and then once they induct you into it, you learn it's Satanism. Now, I personally experienced this when I was growing up in the richest county in Texas, and I make that point because there were just billionaires and mansions all over the place out in the countryside, and it really got to be a bummer where I wouldn't get hot girlfriends in the town anymore because, I mean, I just thought I was super handsome getting the senior, super, beautiful girl in her, fancy Bentley or Jaguar. But then I'd learn after I was dating her a week or so that really wasn't the case. I was being recruited into Satanism, and I just was not going to be part of it. Super creepy. I mean, I've repeatedly been there where you're in the woods in a big, huge barn by a mansion, and there are people with hoods on and police cars and stuff parked. I mean, out of a movie. That's why I've always told you about this. And they really wanted me because I was real good looking. I was beating up guys who weighed 100 pounds more than me who were starting fights. I was a wild man. But I loved God. Big difference. And they were just trying to recruit me into it because the times I was there was not a lot of young people there that I would see at these things. I mean, a few times I'd have to duck off and then walk miles out of the woods. And then a police car pulls up and, what are you doing? And blah, blah, blah. Well, what's your problem? Why don't you go back? And then all of a sudden, you start getting pulled over when you're, going to school and your older buddy's driving you and the cops are after you. And again, most police departments aren't into this, but when the Satanists get control, they've got the cops. And the police know this. They know there's certain jurisdictions that are under this control. God help us. We're in so much trouble, folks. We are in so much trouble. And if you think you couldn't shake a stick or throw a stick in the dark and hit a group of devil worshipers in Rockwall, Texas, right in the middle of the supposed big Bible Belt, then you better believe in Manhattan. Woo! Manhattan, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., Santa Rosa. I mean, it is unbelievable. And these people got all the money, all the power. They could have 100 mistresses. They could have whatever they want, and that's not what they want. They want the thrill they believe they get by being possessed. And by the way, we're putting it all together. Bill Clinton, in his own book, admitting he likes voodoo. They're praying it all off for me right now. I've got the Washington Post and CNN here. 1996, book says Hillary talks to the dead, has seances. Remember, that's just a gateway to get people that she wants to, involved into the cult. And then once you've been in a cult with FBI people and CIA and presidents and stuff, I mean, you don't go back. You don't turn out of that, because who's going to believe it? No one's going to believe it. But then in the Hollywood movies and the culture, they're throwing it in our face. They're telling us how it works. So we're collating all of this right now. It's up on Infowars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. We're all doing videos on it, my whole crew, breaking it down. And here's what's the most horrific about this. I want to be clear. I'm not saying everyone that's going to these events is a real devil worshiper. I'm not saying at all these events, or even most of these events, they're actually killing kids. You notice they talk about placenta here, because that's as close as you can get to it. They call it an aphrodisiac for sex rituals. But to be clear, this is the gateways. Ouija boards, seances, then Wiccan, you know, New Age. And then as you get deeper, oh, actually, we've got to worship both aspects, the destructive and the empowering and the light. And then, actually, we're all about our own personal power and dominating and killing everybody and enslaving. But that's who the Luciferians have put in, is a satanic group pushed by MI5, MI6, and others, not the entire organizations, but groups within it, to have horrible, evil people that they can compromise who will do anything they're told. It's like an operating system to just do horrible things. The people above it are Luciferians, and they do not take part in the blood and the Baphomet and the sex orgies. They're all super pious, they believe, and just having to cleanse the earth of the human infection for Lucifer so that we can ascend with Lucifer rising and merge with the silicon and become gods. Now, those guys were having visions in the 1850s. Galton, the Huxleys, the Darwins, this is all in their books. You just don't hear it popularly pushed. And they would have like week-long visions and then say, biometrics and computers and double helix, and we're going to build a huge system and control everyone, and we're going to have spacecraft, and there's going to be atomic weapons, and here's the equations. They actually had all that by the 1860s and 70s. They believed they were interdimensionally being given. Now the media will separately make fun of me for all this, but then it's admitted that that's what they did, and then now you see them practicing it. But again, the Clintons and people are practicing the Satanism, because that's like an operating system just for like goblin creatures, and I say that, you know, metaphorically, that serve the final group above them. But the Satanists are the big operating system they're using. The Satanists work for the Luciferians. If you want to, and no one else explains this cosmology the way I do. People say, well, I read this book, it said something different. Look, I know, okay? I know. I reverse engineered it. I've studied it. My whole life's been basically brushing up against it over and over again, like a Stephen King novel, okay? It's like the Red King and the Gunslinger, all right? And you need to understand, folks, this stuff's real, this stuff's going on, and you need to understand that we're in deep crap. And the people in our government aren't perfect, but they realize Hillary gets in, she wants death and destruction. She basically Linda Blair's, folks. She rolls around the carpet spitting and snapping. Some of that's even come out in the news. She just flips out. She goes into trances. I was talking to one Blackwater guy about some other folks I talked to that done detail for, and he was like, yeah, no, she didn't really, you know, she screamed and yelled and hated everybody and was really angry, but she'd also trance out and, like, switch off. I go, what do you mean? It was kind of like in Star Wars when, I think I'll switch off now, sir. It's like, okay, and C-3PO just goes, psh-psh. So MK Ultra mind control, they use these satanic rituals too as fronts for that. But really, that's how they get it through Congress, because it's not really fronts for that. The mind control is the front for the ritual, because the ritual is the mind control. It's just the old name of it. A secret society is just the old name for an intelligence agency, public or private. So see, what's old is new. Nothing new under the sun. These are mind control programs that are being carried out right in front of everybody, and it's breaking on Infowars.com. And I thought, instead of just burrowing into all this at first, I would give you just some of my perspective background on it. But Infowars.com is going to be the clearinghouse, because I can see it, I can intellectually know it, I can also feel it. This is the massive tipping point. When I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning, I said, this is the day This is the day that the spirit trying to control this country may be overthrown, but it's up to us. This is a major battle happening now. We all need to be praying that Jesus Christ.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the fourth day of November 2016. We are just 3.5 days out from the most historic election in U.S. history. Nationalism versus globalism, the entire world watches. Podesta, the chairman of Hillary Clinton's campaign, the guy at the center of WikiLeaks, only one window into this crime network, and it's foreign governments buying Hillary off. It's incredible corruption. It's manipulating the media. It's talking about rigging the polls with oversampling. Every crime you can imagine, proving she lied, to Congress and the FBI. In the emails, they talk about covering up the very investigation. Red-handed, open and shut. And we've warned the globalists. I had one of our insiders on who has high-level contacts in the NYPD 2 days ago, Doug Hagman. We need him back on today, even if it's 10 minutes. And he said it's going to come out that there's pedophilia, the occult, you name it. That's the headline from the article we did and the interview 2 days ago. WikiLeaks today, the latest data dump. Paul Watson gets it out first. DrudgeReport.com has the massive headline. We'll put it on screen right now. Clinton campaign chairman practices Aleister Crowley black magic. Menstrual blood, semen, breast milk. Most bizarre WikiLeaks revelation yet, with a high priestess who world leaders visit and top rap and Hollywood stars visit, who carries out a form of ritualistic sex magic developed, really just taken from older rituals, by Aleister Crowley. Menstrual blood, semen, breast milk, most bizarre WikiLeaks revelation yet. And, ladies and gentlemen, I told you that the Secret Service and others told us that they're into the occult, but I don't need to believe my sources. I have Bill Clinton in his own book, My Life, the Early Years, where he talks about how he loved voodoo, how God is manifest in humans through spirits, good and evil, and how he believes in voodoo. Voodoo is a very ancient form of this, but you notice it's manifest in every culture, the same belief that something's entering into you, but you've got to do bad things to open it up. So it's a psychological technology if you don't believe in God. But they've so blinded atheists and people that they won't even look at this as anthropology. Like, look at Haiti and what came out of Western Africa or Eastern Africa. Think about this. So we've got Bill Clinton writing chapters about how much he loves Port-au-Prince, the Haitians, and voodoo, and how God is manifest through this and how he believes in it. I mean, go read it for yourself. His book. Not mine. His book. This is their operating system. And in the Podesta email where he's being invited and saying, of course, he's going, they're promising him all the deliciousness that will be there. Paul Watson gets into the fact that the FBI and others talk about this perhaps being, not perhaps, leaning strong evidence towards code words. Code words for children. But it gets worse. In the rituals that she's released, it shows the severed head of a child, their high priestess. Again, appears to be an effigy, but it's got neck tissue hanging out, pouring ground up blood and body parts mixed with mother's milk, again, to desecrate it, desecrate anything pure and good, dumping it on into the bathtub, and then they basically have sex in the blood. And everyone smears blood all over themselves and just absolutely defile each other. And then Paul Watson gets into it later in the article, and I'm going to come back. We're going to cover all of this, get into the history of it, and a lot more. Spirit cooking developed by Aleister Crowley. Urine, sperm, you name it. The ritual is performed. And again, they always call it art. But then they admit that it is an intimate spiritual ceremony. And the embedded video depicts bizarre nature of the ceremony. They mix all this garbage together. Then they paint on the walls about how to cut yourself, how to spread more blood. It's meant to symbolize the union between, and then it goes man and all this other garbage and the divine, which is representation of one of the prime maxims. As above, so below. Yeah, right. And then, this is just a gateway, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to larger stuff. This is what she's publicly put out. Then she's got the party that's in the emails where she's telling him about the menu and all the deliciousnesses, like she's talking to a connoisseur. Like, oh, would you like a Pinot Noir about from the Russian River, or perhaps something from a little bit further north in Oregon. So it has a little bit sweeter taste. I mean, what's your palate? And they just go through all the different deliciousnesses. And then it ties into
the march to the empire,
Haiti, and children.
Run.
Stay with us.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles.
So we're 3.5, 4 days out from the election next Tuesday. They're saying Al-Qaeda is saying it's going to hit Texas, New York, and other areas. We know he's brought in Al-Qaeda slash ISIS. The new WikiLeaks show that Hillary's funded by Saudi Arabia and the very same people that are funding ISIS. After it began getting exposed 4 years ago, Hillary then started saying, oh, we better not fund ISIS. But the whole time they've basically been behind that. And then ISIS has been running around killing Christians en masse. This is all part of a larger program and goes to the mindset of these people. But I'm telling you, the reason this is so big is that he's being invited to private occult rituals, blood rituals. And Paul Watson's article on Infowars.com gets into the history of this and then connections to women in New York that the Clintons have defended who got in trouble, remember, illegally bringing in Haitian children. Now, remember, the Clintons are busy robbing 97% of the money from them, 94% of the money from them. They're busy only giving 5% of the money that they actually give to charity is actually given to charity. The rest is just given back to themselves. It is mind-blowing how evil they are, and they're practicing all of this out in front of everyone. You see, the lesser magic is that they have to be the children's advocate while they're the ones that are hurting the children. Just like in the movie Dragnet, they're throwing it in your face, where the big televangelist preacher behind the scenes runs the pagans. And I want to be clear, folks. Pagans, when you talk about pagans, it could mean any other religion. It could mean Buddhist, or it could mean, you know, anything. That's not what we're talking about here, because they always make these groups look okay by saying, hey, Christians say all these different groups are bad or evil or you're going to hell. The point is you could argue that all day. This is classic Satanism. This is as bona fide Satanism as you're ever going to get. Period. And that's what these people are into, and that's what they're engaged in, and it's truly disgusting. And Podesta is in it up to his eyeballs, and more is going to come out. That's why he said, you're all going to prison. Assange says, information's coming out where there's no way you'll get away with it. Well, folks don't care if she sells our secrets to China and Russia. People supposedly don't care if she lies to Congress and the FBI. People don't care if she commits run-of-the-mill hardcore crimes. But what if it's Satanism? What if it's disappeared children? What if it's kids on the menu? Drip, drip, drip. It gets worse by the day. We're now 4 days out, three and change technically, and the hammer drip now is getting stronger and stronger. Drums, drums, boom, 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 like thunder cracks now. What are they going to do? A false flag? A new Sandy Hook? Launch a new war? What are they going to do to stop Darkhard? Again, everything with them is inversion. They learn how to speak backwards. They flip everything. She calls me a dark heart. Why does Hillary call me a dark heart and grab her heart? Because the evil entity that is in her, that's the religion she follows, absolutely wants to be able to spew green pea soup at me across the room and tell me that my mother's in hell. Bill Clinton says, I practice voodoo. I think voodoo's wonderful. He wrote a book. Bill Clinton's book, where he talks about it and how great it is. I had another copy of the book here. They actually said the name of the book, and then I had it printed up. Oh, yes, My Life, The Early Years. Go read page 313. Go read 312. Go read some of the other pages about how wonderful and how beautiful the voodoo is. And again, what is voodoo? It's getting spirits to enter you. And how do you get a particularly powerful spirit to enter you that gives you all the knowledge to rule the world? That's what these rituals are. Want to go study it? Go ahead. Instead of just going, that doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a skull and bones. There's no such thing as, I don't believe in the devil. It doesn't matter. The devil believes in you. You see all these New York trendies, all the liberals that say moms and dads are bad and they want to run your life? Telling you how much they love Baphomet and Aleister Crowley, who was the main modern practitioner of child sacrifice. And do you know how they sacrifice children? Let's just say it isn't like in your Hollywood movie where they just cut their little heart out. We have a lot of children probably listening. I don't know if I should tell you. In Aleister Crowley, Black Magic, how they kill about a 3 or 4 year old, generally, so they can really scream for mommy and be fully conscious of what happens. Would you like me to tell you the kind of liberals that want to run your life? Would you like to know? Listener discretion advised. I'll go ahead and tell you the standard way of doing it. You know, maybe I don't even want to talk about it. Let's just say I'm not trendy. I want to help children and love children and build them up and see them have dreams and then grow old and have their own children. They terrorize them for hours after having them locked up for days and scaring the living hell out of them. Then they'll have women come in and tell them it's all right, and they're going back to mommy to build their hopes back up and take them up and take them down and take them up and take them down. And then they fully horrify them even more, and then they rape them, and then they cut them all over their body like a bunch of vampires and come in and lap the blood for hours and hours off the crying, screaming toddler. Or your five-year-old daughter if they get her out of the backyard, whatever they do. And they're going to run your country, and they're going to sell baby parts and keep fetuses alive. They're going to cross humans with animals, and they're going to put GMO everywhere, and they're going to force vaccinate your kids, and they're going to put fluoride in the water as a lesser magic to brain damage you and your family, and they're going to write books about it and brag about it. They're going to write Tragedy and Hope. They're going to write Eco-Science. They're going to write hundreds of other books, and they're going to rub it in your face like German Chancellor wrote Men in Powers, a political retrospective. And in political retrospective, Helmut Schmidt said, we have our groves where we conduct our Faustian rituals in Germany, but my favorite place to conduct the rituals and then to decide our business is the Bohemian Grove. Now, obviously, all the people I know have gone to Bohemian Grove. They've been invited. It's fine. It's totally normal 360 days out of the year. But there's little break-off groups that do things. They have lesser magic to see if you're into it to induct you as a feeder group. You know, it's kind of like in college where, oh, we have sex with a goat. Then we just say a little satanic prayer, but it's all just to see if you'll do it. And then next, you're doing something different. Next, it's sex. And it's not, again, attacking, quote, homosexuals. It's that we'll see. We're going to have gay sex now. And then it's, you know what, we're going to go kill a homeless person. I mean, this is what goes on, okay? And I understand that most of you are just like I was, just a common fella. But then sometimes you just kind of fall into this stuff, don't you? And then you find out what's really going on in this world, that we're not in Kansas anymore. So here's the big issue. We heard from our sources 2 days ago. The interview's on YouTube. Can we go to YouTube and just show the viewers? I believe it was NYPD WikiLeaks or Wiener Investigation, Pedophilia, Occult Rituals, Child Abuse, Involving Children's the headline. You can go to our YouTube channel, Alex Jones' channel, with a billion views on that one channel. It's just to point out, you know, for everybody, they make fun of us all day, but we're bigger than they are. And you can see it right there where we had a guest on 2 days ago saying the NYPD, if they don't bring this information out, if the FBI doesn't, they're going to bring it out. NYPD, FBI found sex blackmail network on Wiener's computer. And then we published an article yesterday on Infowars.com. There it is. Breaking bombshell. NYPD blows whistle on new Hillary emails. Money laundering, sex crimes with children, child exploitation, pay-to-play, perjury. And, of course, you get into it, it involves the occult. Because the occult always involves the abuse of children. Always. Psychologists and psychiatrists go, well, this serial killer believed he was doing it for demons, but, you know, he's crazy. Okay, whatever. People that are involved in this always do it for the same reason. Folks that aren't from Christian cultures say they're doing it because demons told them to, that they'd get special treats if they did. And they make it all a big joke, all a big game, all a big fun thing for everybody to be involved in the culture. And it gets worse and worse and worse. At Skull and Bones with juniors in elite families who are now 19, 20 years old, they have gay sex bonding. They are anointed as Knights of Lucifer. And then they are sworn servants of Eulogia, a goddess. And then they are born again in coffins and then baptized in a giant vat of human excrement while men urinate on them from a second-story balcony. And then one of their rituals got caught on tape where they were, quote, doing another mock sacrifice of a woman as she's screaming and running, and they're screaming, death equals death, devil equals death, 322. We can pull it up from ABC News. Would you like me to? Oh, they're just having fun. Sure, when they turn Al-Qaeda and ISIS loose to kill hundreds of thousands of Christians and won't let Christians get out. It's all a big ritual. Larry Nichols has been telling you for years about the fixer that's now in the national news, that they would have to go out and mind her while she was at her rituals every month when she was first lady out in California. And then remember what the brain surgeon presidential candidate had to say, Ben Carson, whenever he said Hillary was an acolyte, was a protege. She met with him many times. They communicated on a daily basis via phone and letter. Hundreds of letters that are in the National Archives. They don't even hide this. With a man who pledged his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer. And why would she go out of her way to represent people that brutally raped little girls into comas and the rest of it? And why would she make jokes? Why would Tim Kaine make jokes about horrible people he represented that killed kids and stuff? And, you know, say things like, well, I just felt so bad when he got convicted. I loved him so much. Hillary Clinton is a total and complete wanton, power-tripping, self-worshipping, devil worshiper. Secret Service that work around her want away from her. They do not want to be near her. She acts like Linda Blair. She flops around on the ground. She spits at them. She hits them. She screams. She flips out. She trances out. She stinks. They start having nightmares. London Guardian, headline, the FBI believes she is the Antichrist incarnate. They fear she wants to destroy the earth. The FBI doesn't talk like that. They've been near the entity. She is an entity. Remember, I told you this a month ago. I told you it was going to come out in the WikiLeaks. Not because I even know what's in the WikiLeaks. I know what the government knows and what the FBI and the Secret Service knows, and they're scared. They're scared, and they should be. Because she wants to destroy the planet. She is a Satanist committed to evil. And the ultimate evil isn't just pouring blood on yourself and having lesbian orgies and eating women's milk and sperm and a bunch of filth. At these blood sex rituals that, you know, Podesta reportedly goes to. It's war, it's death, it's destruction, it's all a big, stinking ritual. And she's not the only one into this stuff. Arnold Schwarzenegger's favorite artist is this Austrian artist whose favorite thing is dead kids and car wrecks. So then he simulates like 8-year-old girls in Nazi uniforms and images of dead babies. And then Schwarzenegger, now this has been in journals, not widely published, but I mean it's in art journals, I think it's cool. Him just all day just looking at him going, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And it's a provocative, you know, 8-year-old girl laid out in a miniskirt in a Nazi outfit, dead on a bed, next to the image of a dead baby run over by a car. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, this is so wonderful. And I mean, people keep saying, man, where does Alice come up with this stuff? I didn't come up with it. You understand that? I didn't come up with any of this. This is what they're doing. I'm not that good a fiction writer like Stephen King. This is real, folks. You think I just made up they're into the occult and devil worshippers and all this stuff, and now it's all coming out? You think I just make up that the fluoride causes IQ reduction? It's in the Harvard study. You think I just make up the NSA spying on you, tell you exactly how they're doing it, then it all comes out I'm right? I tell you, Hillary's falling down every 30 minutes. The Secret Service told us this. Secret Service acts like they're scared for their lives. Got Jay-Z hanging out with this high priest lady that Podesta and New York follow and worship. Oh, she supposedly just energizes them with all this holy power. I mean, this is so ridiculous. But I mean, they have no power. You look at these empty nobodies. Oh, they got some money. Jay-Z looks like a 5-year-old spoiled brat. You just tuned in, folks. The word is I've been telling you this for about a month, and I've been saying it every day, haven't I, that if all of you that are signed on to Hillary are going to get a chance to see who you really love and to keep defending it. It's like a test by God. We're going to skip this break. It's a test by God right now to see how it's all being revealed to you, everything. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. And by successive approximation, you say, I don't care about that. I don't care about this. Remember, we kept saying years ago, and it got picked up as a tagline on the internet, that Hillary could barbecue children on the White House lawn and eat them in front of you, and you wouldn't care. And then it came out, they are selling body parts, and they are keeping little babies alive till they harvest them. And the people, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. And they are, they did fund the Rwanda massacre, and they did steal 90%+ of the money for the little Haitian kids. And you say, why be so horrible? Because it's about betrayal. It's about evil. It's about doing bad things. It's about being so strong, you see how far you can push yourself. All the way to the edge. This is their thinking. When really all you're doing is destroying the buffers and the barriers God put in you so you couldn't be overwritten spiritually and overtaken and have your free will taken until these people, you look at Hillary, this tottering nobody who can hardly walk half the time and who looks totally unhappy except when she's animated wanting power. Exactly like the Faustian legend that's based in truth. He could have gotten out of the box anytime. He could have gotten his soul back. He could have. He just was manipulated, and he was so powerless by the end, he finally learns the truth, but still goes with the devil. So we have several of these reports to go over, but that's why CNN called her a goddess and said, worship her. Remember about 6 months ago, they said, she is a goddess. Then worship. Oh. And her in a white outfit. Again, a total joke. The purity of her, this rotten, evil, demonic creature, being worshipped as the goddess of light. You see? And that's why they target women. They target God's great creation of man and women. Made in God's image, and they attack our union, and they attack our procreation, and they attack us because that's the real force of this universe that God manifests, and the enlightenment, and the free will, and the beauty, as if those of us that haven't studied the New World Order don't know what the enemy's up to and all their cosmologies. They are such stunted, unhappy people. I was reading about some of the folks that are involved in this particular high priestess, and they've got, like Lady Gaga, she has to have a woman in a chair in her room at night. She's afraid of demons that come and torture her and possess her. And Lady Gaga is so scared that she, like a little girl, has to have someone with her at all times. This is the fear you live in. This is what you've given yourselves over to. This is what they bombard us with. This is the world they want to manifest. And then they all go and they taste the blood off of a dead body covered in blood. But, oh, it's performance art. It's not real. Just like a pedophile first gets a kid to pet a toy, to pet a doll, and then they pet them, and then they test them, and then a few months later they do it again, they do it again, they do it again, until they've got you where they want you. It's training wheels. Training wheels. Those are their public rituals they do. Podesta goes to the private ones, and here's about the menu. The menu. The menu. So, we've got a bunch of these clips. Which one should we go to first? We got Ben Carson coming out saying she pledged herself to Saul Alinsky, who was an admitted admirer and follower of Lucifer. That was her mentor. We've got Larry Nichols saying she's in the occult. We have Bill Clinton in his own book saying he's into voodoo and it's beautiful and wonderful. We've got all the evidence mounting and building, and the Republicans are involved in this stuff as well. The Democrats tend to get into Crowley and voodoo. The Republicans are into Germanic versions of this. It's like a Germanic mix with the very same old Eastern mysticism, mystery religion, Babylon stuff. But it's different churches of the same religion, different flavors of the same garbage. And now that I know so much about this 30 years later now, I know that they tried to recruit me basically into three different branches of this crap, because there's other branches too. I mean, folks, it runs towns, it runs cities. It's the real big religion of America. Look at Hollywood. Look what goes on. And I've been high up in Hollywood, folks, and so many people just stay in their houses and just go, you're absolutely right, Alex, Satanism. And it is just going on rampant, folks. Because people want power, they want to do illegal things, they want to tie you in by the corruption of the illegality that goes on at those events. We're 4 days out from the election, 3.5 days out from the election, and what else is going to come out? And if it comes out that there's little missing kids, because that's connected into this whole investigation in New York, is missing kids, people that bring kids in from Haiti that have come up missing, that the Clintons have protected. I mean, hundreds of kids. Go look it up. It's in Paul Watson's article. And this is what we're being told by law enforcement, that stuff so frightening, grown men are completely panicked and willing to do anything now to stop Hillary. That's in the London Guardian. They say they believe she's the Antichrist, wants to destroy the earth, and they're ready to do anything. Because they know, folks, we're going to openly put somebody like this in. That's the London Guardian right now. That's RudgeReport.com right now. Here's Larry Nichols. He said this probably 50 times on the show in the last 20 years. Here it is.
I'll tell you a couple of stories about fraud. The Bohemian Club. As you say, the Bohemian Club? That's where all those rich Republicans go up and stand naked against redwood trees, right? The Bohemian Club, but you ought to go. It'd be good for you. Get some fresh air.
I know nothing about the Bohemian Grove with Bill. I know about once a month Hillary would go out to Los Angeles. And she did it so regular that it became a bit of an issue trying to, why is she always going? Bill told me that she was going out there, she and a group of women, and she would be a part of a witch's church. And, when Bill told me that, you could have hit me with a baseball bat. I tried to point out to him. He realized what had happened if that got out. Of course, my job was to make sure it didn't get out. Now, I don't know the day if Hillary still partakes in the witch ritual. I don't know that I even know what the ritual was. But for the better part of many years, Hillary would go quite often, whether it was regularly once a month or maybe once every couple of months. She would go out on a weekend simply to be a part of it.
That's part of a documentary we shot earlier this year. In fact, we need to take that clip and put that out, so Drudge and others obviously are going to want that, because the dam's coming down, folks. And again, I want to be clear. I'm not saying everybody in these emails that's involved in this stuff knows the full import of what's going on, even the little front lady high priest woman. But what's in these emails, law enforcement is saying, is classic code word. When they're talking about what's on the menu. And hell, it's bad enough. Sperm, blood, urine, mother's milk all mixed together with effigies of babies. I haven't shown this for TV viewers and radio listeners because I already watched it a couple times. And just watching these creepy people walk around and think the women are all sexied up or all getting ready to, you know, I'm damn sure that's what they're doing. They have big sex orgy afterwards. And it's just wild. It is wild as it gets. And that's who these people are, folks. They are bad, bad, bad. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.